Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's April 9th and 10th, depending on when you're listening to this radio station, 9:05 on Saturday and 7:05 on Sunday. And, of course, April turned out to be a little bit more of winter than the winter itself. We had that pretty big snowstorm on Monday. But here we are. The Red Sox have opened, and baseball season is upon us. Yet, of course, we had a little bit of winter the first week in April. Last week's show was with Eleanor Vienne, and she was talking about to prevent abuse and neglect through dental awareness, and we got a lot of good feedback on the show. I mean, essentially, it's the responsibility of the dentist and hygienist. If they do notice that there's dental neglect, we have a program called Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, and there's a reporting process, and Eleanor goes to dental offices as well as the hygiene schools and explains the program. And then once you get educated, you get a beautiful panda bear, and that's the symbol of the Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness program. So two races of the Capital Era Race Series have occurred. The first one was in Gilmanton on March 26th. And then on April 2nd, we had the SEA 5K. Now, a week from now, Friday, April 22nd, is the third race in the Capital Era Race Series. And for my running friends, if you're listening to this, reminder, that's a Friday night at 6 o'clock at NHTI. And you can go on to runcarsnh.com for more information. So this show affords me the opportunity to feature community partners and feature gems, you know, that we have in New Hampshire. And one of which, of course, is the Seacoast Science Center. So with me today is Ashley Stokes, who's the Marine Mammal Rescue Coordinator, MMRC for short. Hi, Ashley. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having us.
So let me ask you this. So what was your career path to get you to Marine Mammal Rescue Coordinator, your education and so forth? And then we'll ask you to do a little background on the Seacoast Science Center in general.
Sure. That's a great question. I am someone that has always loved the outdoors and the ocean in particular. So I decided probably when I was 13, we were spending a week at Seabrook Beach in New Hampshire, and we saw a small seal on the beach, and that just kind of drove home my love for the ocean, and I think I probably decided that day that I would study some sort of ocean, you know, ocean-based something in college, and I very quickly realized that I wanted to study marine mammals. And ideally, of course, everybody who wants to go into marine biology initially thinks, oh, I want to be a marine mammal trainer. But those jobs are very few and far between, even more so than marine bio itself. But I did go to school to pursue marine biology. I graduated from the University of Rhode Island in May of 2005 with my Bachelor of Science in marine biology, and was very fortunate to quickly land a job here at the Science Center, where I've been ever since. So I am approaching my 11th year here at the center, and it's been great. And in 2014, I formally took over Marine Mammal Rescue and kind of leading the program when we opened the program on January 1st of that year.
Awesome. Now, I know in your career, you have rescued or responded to many stranded marine mammals. Tell us about that and collecting data. And then you actually transport animals to UNE. So tell us that connection.
Sure. So while I was working here initially, when I first got the job in 2005, I started with just teaching school trip programs and field trip programs for kids that come here to explore the tide pools. But in addition to that, I was able to join the New England Aquarium's Marine Animal Rescue Program. So technically, I was a volunteer for them, though I was still getting paid from the Science Center. They did let me do that work as well. So it was great because we got a lot of hands-on experience that we needed in order to even be able to take on this program in 2014. So we do a lot of things now that we still did then when we were volunteering for New England Aquarium. And it's not only myself, but also the three rescue assistants that we have doing this program. We were all involved with New England Aquarium. And that's who we took the program over from. They forfeited their New Hampshire territory. But we do a number of things, from collecting data on the beach on deceased animals. You may think that deceased animals don't hold any value, but they actually do. And then for the live animals, if they are healthy, we are out there monitoring them, keeping the public at a safe distance, educating the public as to what they're seeing, you know, and why this cute little seal is hauled out on the beach. And if the animal is sick or injured, we do have the opportunity to transport them to a rehabilitation facility.
Now, since you mentioned seals, I'll go back to this after commercial break, but you have something on June 16th called Sippin' for Seals. Tell us what that's about.
We do. So Sippin' for Seals is an event that we do here at the Seacoast Science Center. We're located in historic Odeon Point State Park, right here on the seacoast of Rye. And Sippin' for Seals will be held on June 16th. It's a Thursday evening. It's held under the tent at the Science Center, so right on the ocean front. You can't get a better view, even if you tried. And that event really showcases a lot of our local restaurants. So a lot of restaurants will be here sampling their food. We usually get around 250 people. It is a fundraiser for the Marine Mammal Rescue Program. You can sample a lot of different foods, from seafood to meats to, you know, a lot of dessert options. We usually will have a live band. We have a wall of wine raffle, which is very exciting. You buy a ticket and you're guaranteed a bottle of wine, and the value of that bottle of wine can be anywhere from $20, which is what the ticket purchase is. We're hoping to have a couple of $100 bottle of wine this year.
Oh, sounds like fun.
We're really lucky and get something great.
Yeah, it's obviously for a great cause. So let's take a step back. We'll come back to the different events, that one, and as well as the one that's more current, the April 23rd Rescue Run Race for the Marine Mammals, which I've done for a couple of years. So tell us, in general, the Seacoast Science Center, where you're located. You mentioned Rye, and when you were founded, and perhaps talk a little bit about your website and membership opportunities.
Sure. The Seacoast Science Center was founded in 1992. We've been around quite a while now, and we are a nonprofit marine science education organization. So that's a mouthful. So in short, we always use the tagline, ocean education is what we do. We're here on the oceanfront in beautiful Odeon State Park in Rye, New Hampshire. So we have it just out front, outside of our front doors. So why not use it as much as we can? So each year, our programs and exhibits teach around 80,000 people. So if you think of the magnitude of people coming through those doors each day, it really drives home the work of what we do. We're a pretty popular institution, especially for school field trips. In the school field trip season, which our hot season is May and June, we'll see up to 25 busloads of children a day. So we have naturalists out there. They're taking them out on the good low tide days out into the tide pools to see what kinds of critters they can find and learn about all of those different critters. And we also have some programs that go right down to the toddler age. 18 months and up is typically where we start our formal programs. And we teach them a variety of different things, but they all kind of tie back to, why does a healthy ocean matter? Why should we care that we aren't littering or that we aren't taking periwinkles home from a state park, things along those lines? So it's a lot of fun. We have a pretty small staff year-round here.
And what is the answer to the periwinkle question, Ashley? Because my kids are much older now, but I actually used to get that question. So can you give me, what is the correct answer why we don't take periwinkles home?
Sure. There's actually a twofold reason for that. Periwinkles that are still alive inside of the little shell, you can't take them home because they belong in salt water. And it may sound easy. You may think, oh, I can just take table salt and mix it with water and can leave it on the counter and put the periwinkle in there and he'll be happy as can be. But it's not the truth. You need a special, we actually make our salt water here at the Science Center inside of the building. But it is a marine grade salt. So it is a specialized salt that you have to mix with the water in order to be able to keep these animals alive. But oftentimes, especially the school kids will ask, well, there's no periwinkle inside of this shell. so why can't I take the shell home? And we don't allow collecting here at the State Park and the Seco Science Center because, especially in the case of periwinkle shells, hermit crabs will also use those shells as homes. So if we allow everybody to take home periwinkle shells that are empty from the Seco Science Center and the park, eventually there will be none left. There won't be anywhere for a lot of those smaller critters, even the little, they call them ocean bugs, but there's a little tiny amphipod called a scud that will also go into shells and kind of make that their home as well. So we want to make sure that these animals that live out here have every option to pick up these places.
So those studs, they have kind of like a symbiotic relationship. That's interesting. I didn't know that. So, well, thank you. I wish I had that information like 15 years ago, but it was very good. So, but you put a big smile to my face because I'm chair of the State Board of Education, as you know, so it's great to hear all the school programs, and it sounds like they're in the field. And do you also have some after-school programs?
We do. We do programs here at the Science Center. So we're now open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. We offer visitor programs that are free with admission throughout the day. So there are certainly some while kids are in school. But after school, if parents are looking, you know, for somewhere to go to get the kids running around and learning a little bit about the ocean, we're here every day until 5 o'clock, and we do visitor programs up until 4:30. So it's a great opportunity to come out and learn.
That's awesome.
We also do some after-school programs at school. So some kids are lucky to have us come to them.
Wow, good. That's awesome to have Ashley Stokes visit you. I'm sure you get welcomed with open arms. Why don't you give us, we've got about 30 seconds before the commercial break, why don't you give us the contact information and your location again, and then we'll explore more of the Seco Science Center after commercial break.
So we are located, again, we're the Seco Science Center in Odeon Point State Park, right on Route 1A in Rye, New Hampshire. And you can always visit our website to learn more about everything we do here. It's seacoastsciencecenter.org. And if you ever want to give us a call and learn more or buy tickets to something, it's 603-436-8043.
Super. We'll return with Ashley Stokes, the Marine Mammal Rescue Coordinator at the Seco Science Center, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio this April 9th and 10th. Spring has returned, but boy, did we have winter earlier this week. And with me this weekend is Ashley Stokes, the Marine Mammal Rescue Coordinator from the Seco Science Center. Before we return to Ashley, just want to remind my running friends, Friday, April 22nd at 6 o'clock is the third race of the Capital Area Race Series. You don't have to be in the series to participate. So if you have not signed up for the series but want to run a road race, 5K, or walk, there's a walk component, Friday night, April 22nd, just come on over to the NHCI campus. It's a flourishing campus, plenty of food after the race. So if you're a walker or a runner, please join us Friday, April 22nd at 6 o'clock. If you haven't registered, just come on over to the NHI campus around 5:15. As mentioned before the commercial break, we've already had two of the races of the series, the one in Gilmington at the end of March, and more recently the SEA 5K on Hazen Drive on Saturday, April 2nd. And that was not an April Fool's joke. So with me, as I mentioned, is Ashley Stokes, the Marine Mammal Rescue Coordinator. And Ashley, let's give the contact information out again, and then let's talk about how do I become a member.
Sure. So the Seco Science Center's website is www.seacoastsciencecenter.org. So it's all one word. And you can always give us a call at any time at 603-436-8043, and we're now open daily from 10 to 5.
Awesome. That's great hours, 10 to 5. And I know there's all sorts of visitor programs. So if I'm listening to this and you've stirred up our interest, how do I become a member? And do you have to be a member to visit?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of different options for people that want to become a member. People don't have to feel like, oh, well, if it's just me, I can't become a member because they only have family membership. But we do start at the individual level, which is one member, and that is $55. So all of these prices are kind of for a calendar year, or a year in which you purchase the membership, I should say. And then we have family level, which of course is our most popular, and that's $80. And then we go up through annual giving societies, which are $300 plus. But with every membership, you get unlimited free admission to both the Seacoast Science Center and Odeon Point State Park for the year that you buy it, so a year from the date that you purchase.
And that's so reasonable. My God, yeah, $55 and $80 for a family.
Summer,
that is so reasonable.
The rate to park. So you get all of that free, and you also get discounts on our programs. You get discounts in the nature store. We do a summer concert series in July. Those are the Thursday nights throughout July, and members get half price on those tickets as well. There's a lot of perks to becoming a member.
And so reasonably priced. That's great. Now, of course, this is New Hampshire, so I always have to ask the question because I get this question a lot. Well, obviously we have the membership fee, we have some admission fees, some marine mammal rescue fees. But I'm assuming, like most not-for-profits in New Hampshire, you have to do a certain amount of fundraising. And second question is, do you get any government funding?
That's a great question. There are sources for government funding and other grant opportunities, not only for Marine Mammal Rescue, but for other things that we do here in regards to education and exhibits. So there are opportunities out there, but I'm sure people out there aren't at all surprised that federal funding is very limited. It's very competitive, and it's being decreased, especially in the marine mammal rescue world. There's about 101 organizations in the United States that do this rescue work. And the one grant opportunity that is federal, that is specific to marine mammal rescue, will usually support about 20 of those.
And, of course, federal funding in general, when we have our partners on from the Arthritis Foundation or Juvenile Diabetes, it seems like it's just in general cutting down, and then specifically in this field, sounds like it's really competitive. So we really are counting on some grants. We're counting on some corporate sponsorships. We're counting on families, registering and so forth. So I've been there several times, and I would say every time there's seemingly something new, it's definitely worth the trip and definitely worthwhile to be a member. Now, upcoming, one of those fundraising opportunities is the Rescue Run Race for the Marine Animals, which is on April 23rd, which is the day after the Friday night NHTI race. So I'm thinking we use Friday night as our warm-up, and then we get to bed early, and then we drive down to Rye, and we're set for the next race. So that race has been going on for a couple of years, and tell us about it.
Yeah, so that's a great idea. Everyone should do the Friday and the Saturday.
Get that
so
double
that
in.
Race is, yeah, Saturday, April 23rd, and again, it's called the Rescue Run Race for Marine Mammals. So as the name entails, this is a fundraiser for the Marine Mammal Rescue Program that we run here. And there's a couple of different options. We say that people can run, jog, or walk. So you can certainly run it competitively. We do have a bunch of people that do so. But we also have a walk option. So for those people that still want to come out, get some exercise, they don't really care about what their time is, but they want to come out, get exercise, enjoy the seacoast, and feel good knowing that they're supporting the Marine Mammal Rescue Program and ocean education, they can come out and walk the route. We also have a fun run option for the kiddos. So we have a half a mile loop and a 300-yard dash for kids to do. So especially the ones that can't really do the 5K yet, we still have an option so that they can feel involved and do something that their parents are doing, get out and get some exercise. And this year, new, we will also be doing a mock seal rescue for the kids. So of course it doesn't entail live animals, but we do have a stuffed seal, a stuffed animal that we are going to show the kids kind of what happens in the life of a marine mammal rescuer and the animal in question. What do? How do we respond on the beach? The kids will get to learn that as well. We have some other ocean activities that will be going on that morning, as well as a bunch of raffles. So that's another way that people can not only support the work that we're doing, but a lot of local businesses have donated gift cards. Or, for example, Portsmouth Harbor Cruises donated a 4-pack of tickets to go out on the Thomas Layton and get a harbor cruise. We also have autographed Red Sox balls. We have tickets to Red Sox games. So there's a lot of different raffle options as well. So you can take something home with you. You have the chance of winning if you donate a little bit of money.
And for my running folks,
those
friends,
tickets are only a dollar each.
Wow. If you haven't run it, this is, I mean, I've done it. It's awesome. It's an awesome course. It's kind of a combination of trail and some roads, and you're right, you can see the ocean, and it's really cool, and it goes off in waves, and it's just a really cool experience. Parking is easy. It's really not a bad drive at all from the Concord area. So if I wanted to register for the race?
So if you go right again to our website, seacoastsciencecenter.org, and you click on events, the race is right there, front and center. There's information about the race, so if you're curious on the time. The 5K itself kicks off promptly at 9 a.m., but there's a few different things, including the fun run going on that morning. Certainly go there for more details, and the link to register is right on that page.
All right, my running friends, that's the challenge. So I'll see you Friday night, and then we'll encourage you to go next morning, and it's just really cool. And as we mentioned before the break, then on June 16th, we have Sippin' for the Seals. But let's get back now to a new exhibit. A hurricane hits home. Tell us about that and what that's all about.
Sure. So that new exhibit is called A Hurricane Hits Home. And this exhibit was made possible by federal funding from NOAA, the NOAA Fisheries, and a collaboration with the University of New Hampshire. So we love partnering with them whenever we can. So we partnered with their Center for Coastal and Ocean Mapping in their Hydrographic Center. And it's a new exhibit that kind of allows people an inside look into what happens after a hurricane. So there's a little video screen there where you can learn how scientists look at the bottom of the ocean after big storms to locate things such as sunken ships and maybe some other dangerous marine debris. And there's three interactive computer displays out there that kids and adults, we see both playing the games, where you can explore the ocean floor and look for different targets, so things such as shipwrecks, to see what you can find. There's been some competition out there, especially when three screens are going at once, to see who can get the perfect score.
Well, can you get a perfect score?
Well, I have not yet done the perfect score.
And I like to hear the partnership with UNH, and as I said earlier, being a chair of the State Board of Education, this is 21st century learning. We have this cool jewel in the Seacoast Science Center, and both for grade students, high school students, and this partnership with UNH, and of course, as adults, we're always learning. We've got a little less than 2 minutes. Can you talk a little bit about, as quickly as you can, the special programs in April and May with regard to deep ocean exploration?
Sure. So we try to always have some sort of a theme going on here at the Science Center, especially for repeat guests, so that they can learn something new. So for April and May, I hope that everybody will come visit us. We are focusing specifically on deep ocean exploration. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't be still doing our hands-on programs and exploring the touch tank, things like that. But we will have a few special programs each day and on the weekends for hands-on learning specific to deep ocean exploration. So you can discover maybe how scientists are exploring the deep sea. We have, during the week, we have a special program at 2:30. And on the weekends, we have them at 11 and 2:30. You can learn things like side scan sonar. You can see how they discover shipwrecks like the Titanic. You can also get hands-on with ROVs. So we have a tank down in the porch where you can look at some of that. And you can also discover creatures of the deep and creatures that live really deep down in the dark, dark, unexplored ocean.
Boy, you get me intrigued. I'm going, and one of my colleagues at work, Bill and Brooks, is a big Titanic person, so I got to get him out there. So it's in Rye. It's the Seacoast Science Center, 57 Ocean Boulevard. The number is 436-8043, and then the website is seacoastsciencecenter, all one word, .org. Ashley, you did a tremendous job explaining this, and you're definitely a pleasure to have you had on the show this weekend. So I hope to have you back next time. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.